Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turnbuckle fans, QT and Sign Guy back with you one more time here. And if you're looking for some wrestling today before we get into things, you can find myself and QT at the North Portland Eagles in Portland, Oregon for Blue Collar Wrestling. You also have WCWC starting in about an hour from now featuring Casey Carlisle and Darren Corbin on the show. You also have a lot more shows out there, so if there's wrestling near you, go find a show, support it. Now, I would like to bring our guest on the show today. He is the promoter of World's Finest Wrestling out of the state of Indiana. Keith Preston, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sign Guy, thanks for having me, man. Much appreciated.
Our pleasure to have you here. Now, World's Finest Wrestling has a huge event on June 9th, and the listeners are going to be hearing a lot more about that over the next several weeks as we have some of your talent scheduled to join us right here on this very program. But coming straight to the source, the man of the hour here, can you tell us a little bit about World's Finest Wrestling coming to Connersville, Indiana on June 9th?
Absolutely. We've got a big 8-man tournament for our first ever World's Finest Champion. And we got some pretty big names in that tournament. Poison Apollo Star is going to be there, and Isaiah. We've got Donnie Idol making his in-ring return. My son is talking to me. Sorry. Oh, geez. Okay, so yeah, Donnie Idol is going to be making his in-ring return after almost a year off of injury in our tournament. Cody Hawk, who I think everybody in this area and you know, around the country know who Cody Hawk is. And then we've got some up-and-coming guys in the tournament. Mason Alexander, who's been making a lot of waves down south and in Ohio. And Wade Castle, who is from Connersville, but he's not necessarily happy about being from Connersville. He's been in it for about 4 years, and he's coming on pretty strong, and he'll be there with Jason Saint. Matt Vengeance, who's like a 16-year veteran. He was trained by Rob Kincaid and Rampage Radisson, but he's just kind of having a resurgence in his career lately. And then we've got Marcus Magnum, who just won the CWAI Heavyweight Championship in Ohio. And he's a great all-around technical wrestler, but he's got a pretty big mean streak. So, yeah, that's the tournament anyway. And then we've also got a four-quarters match for our tag team championship with Bomb Shelter, Simply Better, Youth and Experience, and The Wet Dream. And The Wet Dream hasn't been together for very long, but Daniel Winchester was out in Rockstar Pro for a while, getting some attention out there. And now he's in a tag team with Big Fish Rombowski, and they've been winning championships in Ohio and Pennsylvania lately. And we're also doing a heritage title match. Damian Cole is in that match. We're kind of keeping his opponent under wraps because there's a little bit of mystery surrounding all that. But Damian Cole will be there going for the heritage title as well. So that's what we got.
Like I said, the show is going to be in Connersville, Indiana. And Connersville is a place that isn't a large town. They don't have a lot of Entertainment passed through there. There's been wrestling there before, but you're bringing world's finest wrestling to Connersville. What was it about Connersville that attracted you as a promoter?
Well, this is the thing about Connersville. WCWO has run here a few times at the Armory, and there used to be a promotion called Eastern Indiana Wrestling that ran in the Armory as well. And they drew pretty big numbers every time they were here. But that was, 10 years ago or so. Connersville also used to be a stop for the WWA, so they would get, Dick the Bruiser and all those older guys back then, the guys who really kind of put Indiana wrestling on the map. But in the last 10 years or so, they haven't had much. Dice Man ran here recently, a couple years ago, and didn't really bring his A talent. And the shows didn't really do all that well. But I know that there's wrestling fans in Connersville. I talk to them and I see them every day. I know that the potential to run a regular show here on a regular basis that people will come out to is there. You just have to let the people know that the show's there, and you have to give them something that they're going to want to come back and see. And I know that it'll happen. I mean, there's a lot of great old school wrestling fans in Connersville that are going to want to come out and see like hard nosed, exciting pro wrestling. And I think that's what we're going to give them. I've always put on kind of a old school event with sort of a little bit of the new school twist to it. Like I've used guys before, like Nate Wings and whatnot. But I also, I like the guys who get you down on the mat and wrestle with you and punch you in the face. And that's the kind of wrestling that I like to bring. And that's the kind of wrestling that I think the fans in this town are going to want to see. So yeah, I just want to, give a good event for the fans in Connersville, and that's, I think I'm going to do it. So
I have complete faith in that. I think the fans are going to be very happy with the talent that you're bringing in there. You mentioned the name of one of my former tag team partners, Donnie Idol. He was injured several months ago. He's not wrestled in quite a while. He's making his return, as you mentioned, on your show there in Connersville. It'll be the first time fans have been able to see Donnie Idol actually wrestle in quite a while. Even though they've seen him at Emerge, he's not been active. How was as far as being a promoter, to get something this big for your show where you're bringing in someone that the fans in central Indiana are very familiar with and have supported for the last 15 years? He's not coming to Emerge to make this return. He's doing it for World's Finest Wrestling. That had to be pretty big for you, right?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. I mean, this is the thing. By the time the show runs around in June, Donnie's going to be out. It'll probably be around 10 months since he's been in the ring, other than doing, he reffed a match and obviously he's come out and talked to the fans, and he had to give up his Emerge title. And I mean, it's just, it's been a crazy ride for him. But the thing is, Donnie's a friend of mine, and I knew that Donnie wanted to get back in the ring. So when I was planning this event, he was actually probably the second person that I contacted. And I knew that he'd been out, and I knew that he had an injury, but he jumped at the chance right away. And he feels like he's got a lot to prove, because he hasn't been in the ring in a while. And in his home promotion, Emerge, they're actually telling him that they don't want him back in the ring yet. They don't feel like he's physically ready to be back in the ring. Personally, I think he's more than ready. I've talked to him. I see the fire in his eyes. I mean, I know that he wants to win the World's Finest Championship, but even more than that, he wants to prove that he's ready to go. And it's like, like you said, it's huge for me to put this on our event, because Emerge is probably the biggest promotion in Southern Indiana right now. Not even probably, they are the biggest promotion in Southern Indiana right now. They They run all kinds of special charity events. They fill their house every month. And on top of that, Donnie is just a fantastic wrestler. I mean, he was a hybrid wrestler before people were talking about what hybrid wrestlers were. There's nothing that Donnie Idol can't do in a wrestling ring. And so it's huge to me that he's going to be there and he's going to be representing us and also representing Emerge, or, you know, showing the people at Emerge that he's ready to go. I mean, he actually went to Chris Lowe, had a meeting with this guy, and said, "Hey, I'm ready to go. I want Ricky Ruckus. Put me back in the ring so I can get him." And Chris Lowe said, "I don't feel comfortable putting you back." I had already contacted him about doing our event. And so when Chris Lowe turned him down and said he wasn't ready, quote unquote, he was like, "Well, I'm World's Finest thinks I'm ready, so I'm going there." And, so now, yeah, I mean, now we've got probably, I mean, I think that Donnie Idol's first match back in a wrestling ring is going to be the wrestling moment of the summer in Indiana. I really, really do. So I think on this show now we have the biggest thing that's going to happen in Indiana wrestling this summer. So that's huge to me. And
that definitely
I'm thankful, you know. Oh, I was just going to say I'm thankful for Donnie. To that he's doing this for me, so yeah.
Yeah, hopefully he is ready, and I've known Donnie since before he got into the wrestling business. I'm sure he will be as ready as he can possibly be.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned
yeah.
someone else has had a bit of a rough go in the last few years. A series of injuries have slowed him considerably. But you mentioned Damian Cole coming to World's Finest Wrestling for the Heritage Championship. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got Damian Cole and a little bit about what this championship actually is?
Sure. Well, Damian Cole and I have a long history. He's a friend of mine as well. And we were looking to fill out our tag team match. And Damian Cole offered the 8-Bit Punks, him and Aaron Anarchy, who I love Aaron. He's the new era champion right now, and having them as a tag team on the show would have been fantastic, but that spot had already been filled. So I said, "You know what, brother? I got the Heritage title." And what the Heritage title represents is all the great wrestling that's happened in the Midwest. Just, you know, from HWA to WWA to Circle City Wrestling to the current products that are out there. I mean, WCWO, which is the longest running promotion. I mean, just all the great wrestling that everyone has seen in this area for so many years. And
up there, would you lose you a little bit?
What's that?
Oh, there we go. Do we lose Keith for a minute?
I don't think so. Yeah, Keith?
Hey, are we still there?
Oh, okay.
There we go. Okay, we lost you for a minute, but
wow.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay, so where did we where did we cut off?
You were about to explain the Heritage title.
Oh, wow. So all of that, you didn't hear any of that. Okay, so yeah. So anyway, the Heritage title it represents all the great wrestling that we've seen in the Midwest throughout the years. Back to the HWA and the WWA, right up to the stuff, you know, Hoosier Pro, Emerge, WCWO, Rockstar Pro, just everything. The Midwest has a great history of pro wrestling, and I want the people who compete for this title and the champions who win this title to represent the best of Midwest wrestling throughout its entire history. And Damian Cole is a promoter. He is an awesome entertainer. He's a great technician. He's a trainer. I'm trying to think of the right words, but he has a rich history in this area. So putting him in the match was a no-brainer to me. And there have been talk about different guys who were going to be his opponent, and like I said, we're kind of keeping his opponent under wraps right now, but Damian Cole's ready, and he is going to represent the Midwest very, very well, I think. He's one of the most entertaining guys I've ever seen in the ring. And he had a series of matches with Brad Layman at the old PWE that I think was some of the best stuff that we put in the ring. I mean, as far as just basic, great pro wrestling. So, yeah, I mean, Damian Cole knows what he's doing, and I think he's a great representation of pro wrestling in the Midwest, so that's why he's in the match.
I'm completely on board with you there as far as Damian Cole, and I can imagine the match with Brad Layman would be very good because they're both
vastly underrated
in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, they had really, really great matches. They had a submission match that was just amazing. Like, the thing is, there wasn't a bunch of, like, jumping off the top rope. Not that there's anything wrong with jumping off the top rope, but it was just two guys scrapping, wrestling. I think the high spot in that match was a superplex, but the crowd was with it the whole time, and it was just, yeah. Damian Cole knows what he's doing as far as psychologically in the ring, and he knows what keeps the fans invested. And, yeah, I love watching Damian Cole wrestle. So it's going to be a great match, whoever he's in there against. So, yeah.
Obviously, you keep up to date with what's happening in independent wrestling in the state of Indiana. I imagine you go to a lot of different shows to scout talent and to see what's going on, see what fans are reacting to.
Mm-hmm.
As a promoter, when you go to someone else's show, what are you doing when you're watching the show? Do you have any type of things you're specifically looking for? Are you talking to people? Are you trying to stay inconspicuous when you're there? What's your mindset when you go into someone else's show?
Well, it's hard for me to go as a fan. I'm going to be honest, because I'm always looking at what the crowd's reacting to and what I could add to my events. Like, that's just the way it is. It's really hard to separate that. I do keep myself inconspicuous. If you know, I try my best not to draw attention away from what's happening at intermission sometimes. And after the shows, I will talk to the wrestlers about what worked and what didn't work and things like that. And obviously just sitting right out there in the crowd, you can get a sense of what the fans are reacting to. But yeah, one of the biggest things is like Donnie Tsunami is with Infinity Pro is just so good at creating events. Like his wrestling shows don't feel like wrestling shows. They feel like independent wrestling WrestleMania. And I would love to get to that level of things at some point. I mean, he's just got these amazing light shows and Emerge as well with their big backdrop where they show the entrance videos and all that kind of stuff. And the building that we've got in Connersville, the Expo Hall, is an amazing building. And I really think that with some work, I'm going to be able to turn it into an arena. Once a month, that place is going to be a wrestling arena. And, yeah, I mean, but that's the main thing. Is like, I look at what kind of a event they're putting on. Because to me, like, if you walk into a place where they're having a show, walk into a building, and there's a ring in the middle of the ring, no banners, no lights, no, you know, or a ring in the middle of the building, I'm sorry. But nothing to really get you pumped up for the event. I think that that hurts to a point. It has to look like there's going to be something happening there. You know, you get goosebumps when you see the wrestling ring, but then when the lights dim and there's a spotlight on the ring and some music starts to play, that's when it feels real. And that's when you get really excited. So I look at the presentation, and then I also look at how the fans are reacting when I'm at events.
Now, I'm sure that you also talk to a lot of people. I'm sure you can't get to every show in the state of Indiana because there's
right.
a lot of shows out there in that state, all up and down the entire state. There are several promotions. Do you have a regular network of promoters, wrestlers, bookers, referees, ring announcers, so forth, that you communicate with and try to get a better grasp on what everyone's doing, get a feel for who you may or may not potentially want to work with down the road, that sort of thing?
Sure. Well, this is the thing. Facebook and YouTube have made that kind of stuff so much easier. You can message guys and talk to them and get kind of an idea about their attitudes and things. But there's a guy named Colin Saylor who was a ref and a manager in Ohio. He's had to kind of drop out because of health issues, and he has definitely suggested some good guys to me. Mark Magnum is on the show because of him, and I'd actually seen Mark before, but I never really thought about him, not because he's not good or anything, just because there's so many guys out there. So I re-looked at Mark, and honestly, he is going to be a great opponent for Donnie Idol in the first round of that tournament. I think the two of them are just going to have an amazing match. So yeah, Colin Saylor has been helping me out a lot lately. Apollo Starr, who I was friends with before he even, you know, got into wrestling. He's a 17-year veteran. I've known him for over 20 years. I always talk to him. You know, we're always talking about who's good and who's up and coming out there and what guys he's worked with lately who would be a good fit. You know, and actually lately too, Wade Castle, who wrestles on a lot of the smaller shows, and he maybe works with guys who might be a little under my radar. So yeah, Wade Castle has helped me find some guys lately too. Mason Alexander and Matt Vengeance were both, brought to my attention through Wade Castle. And as far as research that I do on my own, I watch a lot of wrestling on YouTube out of Chicago and Ohio, because I think that the Indiana guys, I'm pretty up on who's who in Indiana. But, you know, there's a guy out in Chicago right now named Pat Monix. And I really, really think he's going to go places. Like, I'm going to try really hard to get him out to World's Finest at some point. But, yeah, if you get a chance to watch Pat Monix's matches, the kid is phenomenal. And I think he's got a huge future. So I'd like to get him out here sometime. But, yeah, Apollo, Colin Saylor, Wade Castle, I'm always talking to Donnie Idol. Steve Branham, JT Branham is a huge help, as he has been for pretty much all of my involvement in wrestling. So yeah, there's a lot of guys out there who I not necessarily rely on, but who I pass information back and forth with. And I think you are aware of this. We've also started a group on Facebook called the Pro Wrestling Council, where it's basically guys in the business helping each other out. It's a closed group. Fans aren't allowed in it, but yeah, I've actually gotten a lot of advice just from reading that and help with things through the Pro Wrestling Council too. So yeah.
Now here in our neck of the woods in the Northwest, a lot of promotions in the last year or so have been relying on a lot of outside talent to help with their shows. A lot of the Northwest wrestlers have been around for long enough that it was a little bit stagnant, and so promoters have been bringing in people from the East Coast, the Midwest, the Southwest to try to shake things up, and it seems to have really spiked attendance out here when you get to see someone that's only going to be here maybe once or twice a year, if that. Do you ever look at outside talent as potential people for World's Finest Wrestling, like guys that maybe not necessarily even stars, but just independent names that are outside of your area that might be on your radar to use?
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of what you're talking about there, though, real quick, WCWC, is that a Washington State promotion?
It is Oregon.
Oregon, okay. So they're bringing in Darren Corbin, and he's Minnesota, right?
Correct. He is a regular for WCWC.
That's awesome. Darren Corbin is fantastic. So, yeah, I mean, I know he's been around for a while, and he travels a lot, but yeah, that the fans out there get to see him on a regular basis is pretty awesome. Darren Corbin is great. So that's very cool. But yeah, as far as there's a guy, Sizzlin' Stan Styles, who's the East Coast guy, and he has been traveling. He's gone to Florida and California, and he is just kind of starting to pick up some pretty big attention, it seems like. That guy is hilarious. I mean, he's a really good technician. The stuff that he does in the ring is great, but his character, personality, however you want to put it, is just amazing. He's funny. He wrestles intergender matches. He's actually putting together an entire intergender show pretty soon. So yeah, I would love to get Stan Styles out here. I can't see him not making money. Like, it's just, I think that he will draw fans, and I think that it could be super successful. Anyone who brings in Stan Styles. I think he was just out there in Washington, right? Not too long ago.
I believe that's correct.
He wrestled, I don't want to say her name wrong, but Kyoko, I think? Is that the lady's
flower,
name?
Kyoko, yeah.
Yes, he wrestled her. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I saw videos of it. It looked like he got an amazing reaction because he knows what he's doing. So.
Indeed. I missed that match because I had to get Kevin Sullivan to the ferry. So.
Right. I saw your comment. But yeah, Stan Styles is great. There's also a lot of lady wrestlers lady wrestlers travel a lot more than the men do sometimes, it seems. But, yeah, I'm going to be crowning a women's champion at some point. So I've been scouting a lot of potential lady wrestlers to bring in. I really like Allie Rex out in New Jersey. I think she's pretty, pretty amazing. She's coming off an injury, but yeah, there's definitely a lot of potential to bring in people from outside if the demand's there and the money's there and all that sort of thing. I'd also love to bring in Bob Evans at some point. Bob Evans travels everywhere, but, you know, he's so knowledgeable, and I think that just having him on the show and in the locker room would help everything get better.
At this point in time, my co-host QT Vokes is standing by, and I'm sure he has some questions. So let's help you as I pass things over to QT for a bit.
Sounds good.
Well, thank you, Sign Guy. Hello, Keith.
Hey, QT, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm Keith.
Okay.
I saw your YouTube video, WFW Step 1, April 11th, 2015. And the
sure.
match that hit me most was Cliff Compton versus Anthony Totelli. For the first time, I saw a gang of five wrestlers come down together, and they were eating Domino's pizza.
It was actually Papa John's, but yes, they had pizza, yeah.
It was
Yes, it was Papa John's.
Can I say hi to your son for a second?
What's that?
Can I say hi? Tell your son hi for me.
Okay.
He sounds very... Oh, very good.
Hey, buddy.
Okay.
You want to say hi to QT?
Say hi, QT.
He's kind of shy, but yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I thought it was Domino's pizza, but it was Papa John's, huh?
It was, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, now Anthony Cotelli has been rumored to eat like a billy goat and not gain any weight. Are you surprised Anthony Cotelli was not eating any pizza or tried to sneak one from
the house?
Well, I think he ate some pizza before he came out to the ring. I think that the horror show guys, I don't know. Nick Depp came up to me and said, "Hey, can we bring some pizza out with us?" And I said, "You know what, man? If that's what you want to do, go for it." So yeah, but I think Cotelli actually ate the pizza before he wrestled. And those guys just brought it out with them and ate it while they were watching the match. So.
Now, for our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans that aren't familiar with the horror show, can you name all five members, or at least that day?
At that day? Sure. It was Chase Matthews, Chris Hall, Cliff Compton. Jason Saint was managing them. They had the Iron Demon, Shane Mercer, and Nick Depp.
Wow. All right. You know, now that's quite a bit of weight. Well, they all seem to be in fairly good shape, but that's quite a bit of beef to have on one team.
Yeah. They're all, I think Chase Matthews was probably the smallest guy on the team, but, everybody else is pretty large. Yeah. Especially, Hall and Mercer. They're big guys for sure.
In your opinion, how could they do on a 5-on-5 basketball tournament in Connersville? A 5-on-5 charity event, basketball.
Man. Well, Chase has bad knees. But
I think they'd do all right. Connersville has pretty good basketball teams, though, so it would be dependent on who they were playing, I think.
But Jason Saint is the coach. I wouldn't bet against him.
Oh, all right. Now, who did you say had the bad knees?
Oh, Chase Matthews. He's actually retired at this point now, but yeah, he has bad knees.
Is there any chance that you can send Sign Guy or talk to Chase about sending an application to Sign Guy to get on Team Bad Knees that is featured prominently in his weekly Sign of the Times, Team Bad Knees?
Sure, I have his phone number. I can see what he thinks about that for sure.
Oh, well, this is huge. Okay. Wow. Because
yeah, I can talk to him.
I think Sign Guy needs a new fresh member for Team Bad Knees.
Okay. Yeah, might as well give it a shot, right?
Oh, this is huge. Okay, very good. All right. Well, Keith, in your opinion, does Mason Alexander remind you of a young Damian Cole?
Yeah, I could see that. They're both good mat wrestlers, and they both have a really good grasp on interacting with the fans. So, yeah, I could see that.
Oh, okay. All right. In your opinion, will a lady wrestler win the Heritage title one day? A ladies wrestler?
I mean, that could happen. I could see it. There's a rich heritage of ladies wrestling in Indiana. I am honestly not a huge fan of intergender matches, but it could happen. It would depend on what the demand was for it to see a lady wrestler compete for that title.
Okay. All right. Well, Keith,
anything's possible in wrestling.
Well, that's true. Yes.
Yeah.
You remember the old adage, card subject to change. Yes.
Indeed. Yeah, I do.
Well, Keith, are you familiar with a wrestler from Eastern Kentucky called the Progressive Liberal?
I'm not.
Oh, well, he comes to the ring in Hillary Clinton T-shirts, and that doesn't go over very well in Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah, that wouldn't go over very well in Connersville either. So, pretty conservative town here.
Yes, I would like you to look up any some of the YouTube videos involving the progressive liberal.
I will, yeah. And I mean, if he's I might bring him out here. Sounds like the people would hate him. So
in my opinion, from my video analysis, I believe he has the potential if he ever met Braun Strowman in the ring to beat him. Yes.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I will check him out then.
And he would do so by getting under Braun Strowman's skin, because I think Braun Strowman is a Republican.
He looks a little bit like he might be a Republican. I'm not real sure about Braun Strowman's politics, but it's very possible. Yeah.
Okay. Now, on June 9th, in tag team competition, you have Cody Hawk and Shauna Reed doing battle with Wade Castle and Jason Saint. My question is, do you see a possible senton bomb from Shauna on Jason Saint? A possible senton bomb?
That's actually not a tag team match. Shauna is managing Cody, and Jason Saint is managing Wade. But if Jason Saint interferes too much, I could definitely see Shauna Reed hitting him with a senton bomb.
Wow. Hey, that very good. Very good. All right. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Shauna's not just a manager. She's also wrestled. So, yeah, obviously, she could definitely get physical if the situation calls for it. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Do you think Jason Saint would take about a week to recover from a possible senton bomb from her?
I think it would take at least a week. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Well, Keith, you mentioned to Sign Guy that you watch a lot of YouTube wrestling out of Chicago. What do you think about the Chicago wrestler Sugar Dunkerton?
Oh, Sugar's fantastic. Yeah. He's been around a long time. So, I remember when he was coming up here with a tag team partner. I can't remember his tag team partner's name right now, but they did some shows for Infinity Pro. And I've actually been following Sugar Dunkerton for a long time. He's very, very good.
All right. How much would it mean if you could possibly have a guest appearance from a Chicago I don't know if he's from Chicago, but how would it be to have Billy Corrigan visit your organization? Billy Corrigan and the Smashing Pump.
Well, I mean, that would obviously be huge. Billy Corrigan owns the NWA right now, so he's and he started Resistance Pro, which is huge. I mean, Resistance Pro was one of the big promotions in Chicago for a while. He's got a history with ECW and aside from the music, Billy Corgan has a rich history in wrestling, and I'm sure that people would want to come out and see him. Having him on our event would be amazing. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yes, that would be. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Keith, on June 9th in Connersville, you have a young wrestler named Mason Alexander, the Voodoo of Violence, going up against the OG Ninja with Attitude, and I'm probably pronouncing this wrong, Isaiah?
Isaiah, that's correct, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, Isaiah is, or had been, forged in steel at the Rage Dojo. My question is, are there any truths to the rumors that Las Vegas is giving the betting edge to Isaiah because he earned his OG status on the mean streets of Ithaca, New York?
Well, Isaiah is actually from Louisville. So, Isaiah's from Louisville. He's from Kentucky.
Oh, not
yeah.
Ithaca, New York?
He's not from Ithaca, New York. I'm from Ithaca, New York.
Oh, I knew
Isaiah
that.
Is not. Yeah. Yeah, I was born in Syracuse, raised in Ithaca, but you might be thinking of Apollo Starr. Apollo and I actually met in Ithaca years ago. He's from Buffalo, but he lived in Ithaca for quite a while.
Wow. So he's used to snowdrifts.
I'm sorry? Snowdrifts? Yeah. Yeah, the snow is pretty insane out there. But yeah, Isaiah's from Louisville, so.
Oh, well, you see, now my next question, if those truths to the rumors out of Las Vegas were true,
yes.
It was, Keith, there are also rumors that Las Vegas is giving the edge to the hood ninja, Hyzena, because the Rage Dojo that he trained in was certified as much tougher than the Rex Kwan Dojo that Napoleon Dynamite trained in.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would think that the Rage Dojo is much tougher than the Rex Kwan Dojo. I would imagine. Yeah, they've produced some pretty great pro wrestlers out of the Rage Dojo, and I honestly couldn't think of anyone who's been produced from the Rex Kwan Dojo other than Napoleon Dynamite. So yeah.
Now Napoleon Dynamite's friend Kip had a pretty hard time in the Rex Kwan Dojo. Kip. You know?
Well, yeah.
The only thing that was holding Kip and Napoleon Dynamite back was the steep price of $300.
that's pretty pricey. So, yeah.
Yes. Well, Keith, you went to Ithaca High School, where your school colors are gold and cardinal. Does this mean your mask was also a gold cardinal?
Actually, no. The mascot is a bear. Cornell is the big red, and they have a bear. And Ithaca High School is the little red, and they also have, like, a red bear. So, yeah, I'm not sure how that works, but that's the mascot. It's a red bear that's smaller than the bear that Cornell has. So.
Red bear. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's called Little Red.
Little Red.
Yeah.
Now, are you sure it is a little bear or maybe a big honey badger? Honey badger.
That would be fantastic, but it's definitely a little bear.
Oh, all right. Well, Keith, I was amazed that your high school was founded in 1875. My question is the original cafeteria still there?
I highly doubt it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think so.
All right. Well, Keith, I also did some research and found out Ithaca High offers advanced placement classes in U.S. history, art history, music theory, English literature, calculus, chemistry, and Latin. My question is, do you yourself speak Latin, and did you take advanced Latin courses at Ithaca High?
I do not, and I'm 44 years old. I honestly don't think they had advanced Latin when I was there. My field of study was history, actually, in high school. So that was my major, as much as you could have a major in high school. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Keith, in addition to offering most traditional school sports, like swimming, lacrosse, and track and field, Ithaca offers a large array of private sports teams, which are mostly made up of Ithaca High School students. Notable among these teams are the Cascadilla.
Cascadilla
Boat Club.
Yeah, yeah.
Which has gone undefeated in Section 3 championships for its entire existence, and head-over-heel gymnastics that has had multiple state, regional, and national winners.
Right.
My first question is, when the freshmen join the Cascadia Boat Club, when the freshmen join, are they assigned the rank of ensign, the sophomores the rank of lieutenant, the juniors commanders, and seniors rear admirals?
I mean, I remember the Cascadilla Boat Club, but I honestly was not a part of it, so I could not tell you that. I do remember them out on the lake paddling, and but I really don't know.
So
you might have
kind
to
of like
call the school to get that kind of information. I'm not sure.
Now, is it a rowing team? Is that what I'm getting at? A rowing
team? If I remember,
team?
Yeah. If I remember correctly, they were out there in kayaks rowing. Yeah, if it's the same thing that I'm thinking of, the Cascadilla Boat Club was a rowing team. Yeah.
It must be a pretty high honor to be the guy that stands in the I'd say bow of the boat, talking
right,
to
the megaphone. Yeah.
Rowing.
I remember that. I remember them out on the lake. I'm trying to think of what lake it is. It's the one that's at Stewart Park. But, but if you don't know Ithaca, that probably doesn't matter much. But they used to be out there on that lake at Stewart Park yelling and rowing. So, yeah.
Wow. It'd be very awesome if the Cascadilla rowing team would stop in the middle of the race for quesadillas.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
All right.
Or use quesadillas to distract their opponents. Throw their opponents quesadillas and then, they stop rowing to eat.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Well, Keith, are there any truth to the rumors that one half of the IWA Mid-South Tag Team Champions, the Jim Nasty Boys, and 2018 Ken DeDito Cup winner, Timmy Lou Retton, is a fellow Ithaca High School alumni, and that he himself was a member of the Head Over Heels gymnastic team. Timmy Lou Retton.
I don't know. I really don't. I would have to look into that. I love the Gymnasty Boys, though. Those guys are great. So entertaining. But, yeah, White Mike is fantastic. But I don't know. I would have to I'll ask Timmy. I'll send him a message on Facebook and see if we went to the same high school, because I really don't know.
Well, I would like to think that he was on your gymnastic team Head Over Heels. That's a very legitimate thing. Yeah. Okay, if you back to us on that, that'd be great. Do some research.
Yeah, for sure. I will.
And if you could send your application of that one wrestler to get into Sign Guy's team Bad Knees, that would be also good.
Yeah, definitely. I'll ask Chase. Yeah.
Chase, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is we've got several projects going, and at this time I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy.
Okay, thank you. That was fun.
Yes.
Thank you, QT. Well, Keith, you were talking about the Jim Nasty Boys, who were not necessarily Indiana guys, even though they travel all over North America.
Right,
For guys that may not be in the Indiana area and guys that you've not really kept up with in, like, YouTube footage or so forth and so on, if there's people listening today that are in the wrestling business that would be interested in getting a shot with World's Finest Wrestling, how would they go about possibly getting something done with you?
Well, they can shoot a message to me. I'm in the process of creating a personal profile and a wrestling profile, which I should have done years ago, honestly. But they can either message me at Keith P. Miller at Facebook or Keith Preston. They could also just go to the World's Finest Wrestling page and shoot me a message. Honestly, my phone number is 765-309-2279. And if you want to shoot me a text message, we can talk that way too. please don't blow up my phone with a bunch of phone calls, but I still feel like this is a phone-based business, even though the internet has kind of taken some of that away, and I have no problem with my phone number being out there. Wrestlers, fans, whoever, get a hold of me. I mean, it's fine. I grew up in the days of phone books, so to me, it's not this scary thing that people have my phone number. So, yeah. That's how we do it. But yeah, June 9th at the Expo Hall in Connersville, Indiana. The first show's going down. It's actually technically the second show, but it's our rebirth, if you will. So it's going down, and I hope to have many, many more events after this. So,
now, obviously, it might be a little bit early, a little premature, but have you began the process of securing venues or looking at the calendar and choosing dates, anything like that, as far as following?
Yeah, the right now, unfortunately, the park where we're running, they have a very busy summer schedule, so they don't have anything open until September. So if I've got somebody on the roster who's in the National Guard, and he's going to talk to the Armory about maybe filling in some dates at the Armory. But if not, our second show won't be until September. And it'll probably be the second week of September, second Saturday in September. But I'm honestly really hoping that we'll get something happening sooner than that. We just have to use a different building. But I've already gotten a hold of some guys about doing September. Nothing set in stone yet, but there's a rough plan of what's going to happen at the September show. So, yeah, I mean, I would really, really like to get something out there sooner than that. But unfortunately, July, the park is very, very busy. They have fireworks and whatnot, and they kind of have like a month-long event celebrating the birth of our country. And then August is the Connersville Fair, and it's actually the oldest free fair in Indiana. So, September is pretty booked up there. Or, I mean, not September, but August is pretty booked up there too. So at the very least, we'll be coming back in September, but I'm hoping to do something similar to that. So, yeah.
Now, one last thing I wanted to follow up with is,
sure,
there's a very sick wrestler out there that a lot of people have been doing benefit shows or in the stages of doing that. They're sharing the GoFundMe. He's not been doing very well. Hopefully he's getting better now that he's gotten some treatment. But can you give us an update on Adam Buehler?
Yeah, Adam is a really good guy, man. He's been around, I want to say, 15 years maybe. Started out on really small shows and progressively became one of the most sought-after wrestlers in the country. He's suffered with depression for most of his life, and wrestling has kind of been his outlet to escape that depression. And a couple months ago, he put a picture on Facebook of this giant lump under his arm, and was like, "Hey guys, you think I should check this out? It grew in like 3 days." And everyone's like, "Yeah, go to the hospital," et cetera, et cetera. It ended up being lymphoma. So, and it's pretty aggressive. And his insurance is not sorted out. So as of right now, he doesn't have insurance, and the bills are mounting. And he has a young son with autism, and his son is the world to him. And we just, Jason Saint is putting together a benefit show that Wade Castle and I are going to be a part of. And I know there's other benefit shows. There's one, VOW is supposed to be putting one together in Indianapolis. I think someone's organizing one in California, because Adam went out to California several times and worked for promotions out there. But the thing is, he's 34 years old. He's a great guy. He's always, despite his depression, when you see him, he always makes you feel better. At least that's been my experience with Adam. He's always got funny things to say. He's highly intelligent. And to see this happen to somebody who I consider a friend, first time I booked Adam was back in 2007 in a match. Him and Jake Omen wrestled American History Next. They had a fantastic match with them. They were pretty young. They got beat up a little bit, but they learned a lot. And I've had a friendship with Adam since then. I haven't always been able to put him on events as often as I wanted to, but when we see each other, it's always positive. And I just, man, just support Adam. Help him out. Give him, if you can't make it to a benefit show, you know, give some money to the GoFundMe. There's going to be a t-shirt coming out pretty soon that's amazing. It's kind of an anime design, and it's very, very cool. So when the t-shirt comes out, buy the t-shirt. It's hard for me because in the last couple months I lost Clifton Crunk, who was a personal friend, to gun violence, and then Adam got sick right after. So this is, I'm getting emotional and I'm trying not to, but Adam needs your support right now. Adam needs the support of everyone listening. And yeah, that's pretty much, that's where I'm at right now with that. So yeah.
Well, I hope he recovers fully, and definitely if people can shoot him a few dollars, go to the GoFundMe, support that. If there's a benefit happening, go support it. Trying to get something going in Washington. Don't know if I'll be able to make that happen or not, but I'm going to give it the old college try. And I'm hoping we'll see more of these benefit shows pop up, get a little bit of funds into his pocket.
Yeah, I mean, because cancer doesn't go away with one benefit show. You know, it's going to be a long road for him. So, yeah, as many people as can help, please help. I mean, that's, you know, if you've met Adam for 10 minutes, I'm sure that he left you with a good impression in some way or another. So, yeah, just, it's rough. But, yeah, help him out any way you can. So, yeah. Man.
Well, Keith, we have just a few minutes left in the show, and I want to give that time to you. If there's anything you'd like to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything you would like, floor is all yours.
Absolutely. Check out World's Finest Wrestling on Facebook. Just do a search for World's Finest Wrestling, and you'll find us. June 9th, Connersville, Indiana, at the Expo Hall. Bell is 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets are $10. I've got advance tickets right now. I'll accept Facebook Pay. PayPal is so overblown at mail.com. Or, you know, if you're in Connersville, come knock on my door and I will give you the tickets personally. One thing that we did not mention, we mentioned it briefly, but there's an awesome four corner tag team match on the show. The Bomb Shelter, one of the greatest tag teams of all time. I'm just being honest here. Michael Zodiac and Joseph Schwartz, and they're going to be working with the Wet Dream, who is one of the great up-and-coming teams, Jaden Quick and the Celtic Nightmare with Damian Saint, and everybody in this area knows who Jaden is. He's been around forever, great technician, awesome guy. And their final opponent in that match is Simply Better, Sadan and D.W. Kelly, who are really, really good up-and-coming guys from Michigan who've been working a lot in northern Indiana. Don't know how much they've gotten down to southern Indiana, so this is going to be something new and cool for those guys. So, once again, Connersville, Indiana, World's Finest Wrestling, June 9th at the Expo Hall. $10. Can't really beat it. 8-man tournament for the belt. Heritage title match. I hope to see everybody there.
All right, fans, make sure you have plans in place to be there June the 9th in Connersville, Indiana for World's Finest Wrestling. It's going to be a great event. You'll be hearing much more on it as we get closer to that here on Turnbuckle Turmoil. And if you're anywhere near the Portland area tonight, make sure you come out, check out myself. QT will be there at Blue Collar Wrestling. So come support what we do, and we will talk see you next week.